This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The clock is ticking on homeowners in Wayne County who received tax foreclosure notices. They've got until June 7th to either pay their taxes or sign up for a payment plan. Joining us to talk about this is Michelle Oberholzer with the United Community Housing Coalition. How many possible foreclosures are there in Wayne County?
In Wayne County, I believe as of April 1st, there were 25,000 properties subject to foreclosure. And of those, we believe that 17,000 are occupied. Depending on how many people are in those homes, we're looking at many tens of thousands of people whose homes are at risk.
Do you know how many of those are within the city of Detroit?
A majority of them. I believe 17,000 occupied was within Detroit.
Now, I've been told by more than one person keeping track of things that often payment plans are just a stall for the inevitable, people losing their homes. And the reasoning is, if they've not been able to pay their taxes for the last 3 years, how are they going to make payments on past taxes and still pay the coming year's taxes? What's your assessment of that?
Well, it's a valid point, and at the very worst, it might be worthwhile to provide housing to someone for a little longer to mitigate some of the destructive aspects of displacement and vacancies. But I strongly believe that there are solutions if someone is given good information and if programs are made available to them. So if you're dealing with a low-income homeowner, which many of these homeowners are, then what they could do is take advantage of a low-interest payment plan that would both take them out of foreclosure, cut the interest that they owe, and give them time to pay.
Right. It's a lower interest rate than it was.
Correct. And then simultaneously, they could start taking advantage of the poverty tax exemption, which is provided for by the state of Michigan, and the city of Detroit has a very generous program for this. Perhaps the homeowner qualified for this in the past, but they didn't receive it, and therefore they've built up this debt of delinquent taxes. But if they're able to couple that payment plan together with the poverty tax exemption, then that can be a plan to save the home in the long term.
But that poverty waiver is not retroactive.
Not at this time, no.
Right. I've been amazed by how many people, especially low-income senior citizens, don't know about getting a poverty waiver. It has to be renewed every year. They have to apply for it every year. Could you tell us a little more about that and who might be eligible?
Yes. I will say that the city of Detroit does have a generous offering for this. This is a state law that provides for the poverty exemption, but not all municipalities have a generous program, and Detroit's is. You can get essentially 100% of your taxes waived other than the garbage pickup fees. But the problem that we've had is what you indicated, that not enough people seem to know about it, and also that it has been very difficult to get, and that even when you do get it, you have to get it every year. So we're looking at ways to streamline that, and the city assessor has made improvements just in the last year on that. But it's definitely true that there's an extreme lack of information. And some people argue that, we need tax payments and it's not right that everyone who's low income in Detroit should be getting these taxes waived. But we find that the taxes aren't getting paid anyway. And the consequences of the tax foreclosure are often far worse, both for the individual and for the community at large. You know, we see displacement result from this. We have people who are now in need of housing. They need public assistance. The house itself may become blighted and permanently vacant, which is terrible for the neighboring taxpayers, and it's a financial burden on the government who has to demolish it later on. We feel that it's great if people can pay their taxes. We emphasize it. We encourage it. We want to educate people on how to do that. But if they qualify for a tax break, they should take advantage of it. Detroiters see their president taking advantage of every tax break, so they feel they're entitled to do that too. You raised the point about how can this be sustainable, and we have seen for the first time in many years, the city of Detroit did a thorough reassessment of property values. And so from now on, hopefully, property taxes are lower and more closely aligned with the actual market value of properties. The problem is these back taxes are still based on those inflated values. But if we can get those under control, then the new taxes that emerge perhaps are reasonable and affordable.
I understand your group, the United Community Housing Coalition, will be conducting door-to-door outreach and counseling for homes facing foreclosure. You're working with Loveland Technologies data, which identifies which houses are up for foreclosure. How many people do you need to visit these homes?
We need as many as we can get. You know, doing this work is a constant practice in acknowledging our human limitation. We cannot solve this problem. We we don't have the ability to solve it for everyone who needs it, but we strongly believe that all the help that's available is an advantage, and every home that is preserved is worthwhile. So as many people as we can get and train and become informed about this issue, I think a lot of people care strongly about their neighborhoods and they want to get involved and they're aware of this issue, but it's so mysterious. You know, it's been going on for years. It's taking place in the privacy of homes. It's not often talked about. It's bewildering, and it's got all these shameful connotations and other issues. And it's very hard to find out, what can I do about it? How can I get involved? And so we're trying to ask for people who have those values to preserve their neighborhood to actually step up and take advantage of our information and yes, Loveland's technology to do this outreach.
How could someone volunteer if they want to help?
They should contact me, Michelle Oberholzer, at United Community Housing Coalition. We can schedule trainings, and we will have one this Thursday at 10 a.m. And hopefully we'll be able to schedule more if the need is there to get people ready to do this outreach.
How many houses do you think you can visit?
Great question. Well, if you're working with a team of two and you're ready to go, you can visit about 10 in an hour.
Well, I meant overall.
Yeah, and we want to visit 5,000. I'm an eternal optimist. I think we can visit all 5,000 that we want to this month.
Are these high priority houses? Because you said 25,000 in the county, 17,000 in the city.
These are the highest priority, and it's really difficult to decide who is not going to get visited, but we do have to draw some lines somewhere. And we have sent mailers out to those houses that aren't on our list of those to be visited. But there's always those that will slip through the cracks, unfortunately.
I've got one more thing to ask you about, and you talked about this a little bit earlier. Loveland Technologies has been encouraging the Wayne County Treasurer and the county executive, along with the Detroit mayor, to stop auctioning up to the highest bidder these occupied homes, sometimes occupied by renters who are going to be evicted, even though they've been paying their rent regularly. Does it make sense to sell to the highest bidder, who might be an out-of-town foreign investor, and then watch the house sit vacant for years, which, as you know, happens all over Detroit? Loveland is suggesting selling the homes to the people who occupy it, the renters. Can that work?
Yes, absolutely. It can work. I mean, I believe that owner occupancy is a really powerful tool that benefits the resident as well as the community at large. And we've seen studies that show in Detroit that more so than other factors, owner occupancy is an indicator of crime and well-being and health of a neighborhood. So yeah, we're proponents of owner occupancy here, and ownership and creating first-time homeowners is really wonderful. And I think that the system that we have now with the auction is short-sighted. You know, we get perhaps more money for the sale of the auction, but we have, in many cases, owners who don't have a vested interest in caring for the property or the people in it. So I believe that there absolutely exists a much better system than the one we have now. And the trick is trying to figure that out and being cautious about, if we're going to interrupt the system we have now, then we need to do it in a way that improves upon it rather than making it worse. But I refuse to believe that this is the best we can do.
Let's look at it from the other perspective. How does that make sense for county and city government?
Well, it makes sense in terms of retention of population. You know, we see 1 in 6 occupied homes becoming vacant within a year of a tax foreclosure. Many of the homes that we visit when we knock on doors are now vacant. I've actually met people who are packing their boxes, ready to leave, because they don't believe that there is an option for them to remain. And so if we're going to have a revitalization in the city, yes, we need new people, but we absolutely need to keep the people that we do have, both in terms of well-being and justice. You know, the government has to lead by example. So if we're going to punish people for not paying their taxes, we have to fairly assess taxes. And fortunately, we're starting to do that now. If we have provisions that reduce taxes for people who are in poverty, we have to make that available. And hopefully we continue to do better about that. Where there are provisions to reduce your taxes and get on payment plans and get information, you know, we want to make it available. And yes, there needs to be a penalty if someone doesn't pay, because we rely on taxes to function as a government, as a city. But we need to do that in a way that doesn't pit the residents against this community and has a holistic vision where we can retain the people that we have in a fair way.
Michelle Oberholzer is with United Community Housing Coalition. Thanks for talking with us about this.
Thank you so much.